Now, I said, if you let me send my man in here, we were in the Grove Service business, we will cut that grove all to pieces, and then we'll put a ton of dolomite per acre. Mm-hmm. We'll put 10 tons of dolomite in that 10-acre grove there. Then we'll turn right around in the fall of the year, and we'll put 1,000 pounds of the acre of a 486 with a quarter of a unit of copper in there. Well, I don't know whether any fellow that had plenty of money, but boy, he was one of them kind of fellows. Squeeze him.
Tightwad type?
Oh, yes, but a good fellow. So he said, all right, maybe I can scrape up money enough to pay you, so we done that. You never seen a grove turn wrong side out any better in your life the next spring. Boom. And he sold that crop of fruit now. I told you I could have bought it for $3,500. He sold that crop of fruit for $3,500 in a lump sum. So you see, if the times, if you had money back in those days and times, what you could have done. Mm-hmm. My father was offered 5,000 acres of land right over here in Polk County, all his Kibra property that was over there. Mm-hmm. For $5,000, if you take all 5,000 acres. But, and the man didn't want but $1,000 down and $1,000 a year. Mm-hmm. Well, we prevailed and we begged Papa and begged him, Mama and we boys. And let's buy that 5,000 acres of land. There was enough timber on it to have paid for it four times. Said, get us a good sawmill man, Papa, and get a release on the timber to where you can go to cutting timber to make these payments. Mm-hmm. And we'll buy that 5,000 acres of land, and there was 200 or 300 acres on the land that was as fine farmland as you'd want to get anywhere. Mm-hmm. And cypress, a lot of cypress on it. And He wasn't a man that would go in debt like that. He wanted 8% interest, and that's what killed him. He couldn't pay 8% interest, he didn't think. Said, I can't get but 3 on what little I got. And that was all the interest you could get in that day and time. And he just wouldn't do it. But if he had bought that, my daddy would have died a millionaire. He'd have just bought that piece of land.
Yeah. Especially with all the wood and stuff, huh?
Oh my goodness, there was some of the finest big virgin pine there that I ever looked at.
What type of trees do you get mostly around here?
It's a yellow pine. Mm-hmm. That's our pine, and then we have oak, and we have black gum that they saw some, and but not much cypress. The cypress is about all gone. It's all young cypress now, most of it is. But you don't find many batches of good big round yellow pine anymore.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. You mentioned you went fishing. What kind of fish did you catch?
Pucker perch, that's what I go after. Mm-hmm. Crappie, they call them in the northern part of the northern country, but we call them speckled perch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a wonderful place to go fishing when you catch them biting.
What other freshwater fish do you catch?
Bass. Oh, you can catch bass. Mm-hmm. Big mouth bass. I've caught some of those fellas that were dandies.
Really, really big ones?
11 and 3/4 pounds is the biggest one
really?
I ever caught. Jeez. But that's what I bought him out of Hernando County up here at Brooksville in the Plant City. When I got him to my scale, that's what he weighed. He'd lost a pound or two by that time, you know. But